Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans. Live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. You're with Danae and Moddy from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Up next is Shiloh Curtis and Rory. Hey, Shiloh.
Hi, how are you going?
It's good to see you, even though we just saw each other during the week.
I know, but what a wonderful occasion to be in your presence again.
I didn't meet Shiloh during the week, so new for me.
Hi. And so, Rory?
Hi.
Hi, Rory, welcome.
Thank you. Just a few more people than when we spoke on Chicks Talking Footy on Wednesday night, Shiloh. But your role hasn't changed. You're the female football development manager at AFL Victoria.
Yes, we've got it.
And Rory?
Yes.
You've got some beautiful artwork on your face.
Yeah, we got rainbows, like painted, just because I've got a whole group of minus 18 attendees downstairs. So I'm standout coordinator at minus 18.
Brilliant. Tonight, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been arranging an event, so I've got a whole lot of young people aged 25 and, well, 21 and under.
Okay.
And so we have about 25 of them downstairs watching the footy. So Shiloh helped us get tickets and arrange that. And then next Saturday, we've got about 18 of us playing in an AFL Nines game during halftime.
Really?
Yeah.
At halftime at the game? They're going to be back here next week?
Yeah.
On the... Oh, you're lucky.
Well, a little intimidating, but yeah.
Awesome. So it could be slightly intimidating. It's going to be less intimidating than if this had just been an ad hoc arrangement. You've been working through this, haven't you, Shiloh?
Yeah, correct. The program I'm running with Minus 18 is really to try and reintroduce or reintegrate young same-sex attracted and gender-diverse people to footy again and through a bunch of initiatives. So Rory and his team came into AFL Victoria and ran some PD for our staff and our coaches in our program, and then we're running a couple of training sessions at North Melbourne. They're here tonight, and then next week we bring them back and they get their own go out there. On the ground, they get to experience what it feels like to run on the ground, play an AFL Nines game at halftime, Collingwood Gold Coast next week, and apparently Rory's donning the boots too, which is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I am. I'm so excited.
Oh, it would be amazing.
Yeah. So have you played a lot of footy?
I haven't played AFL. I'm from Sydney, so I actually played soccer for about 12 years.
Okay.
But I kind of stopped, and like a lot of trans and gender diverse young people, it was mostly because I felt like I could never play for the team that that represented my true gender. That kind of discrimination and that kind of play sport, that you know, the homophobia and transphobia is still very much alive and well. And it's been so good talking to Shiloh and also been working very closely with AFL Vic to kind of like reintroduce a lot of LGBTI young people back into AFL. And we've been talking about like ways we can do it, and the staff training I think was amazing.
I think that's a great idea.
So good. And like having the young people even here tonight and kind of seeing what the Pride game's about and being a part of that has also been really great. It's been such a good opportunity and a really great start.
Were people keen to come to footy?
I think there's a little bit of hesitation, and there has been, and it's kind of been through discussions and what they've kind of put on the table. I think that's been a kind of working conversation, and I think after this time, and Charlotte and I always talk about how this is the start of a relationship, this is the start of something.
Yeah.
And I think after next week, I think there'll be a lot more people that are like, oh, that's really cool, minus 18 are involved, and we're kind of a very well-known youth organisation.
Yeah.
So I think when you kind of see that relationship happening, you can kind of see maybe this is like the time to change. And
it's the biggest youth organisation run by in Australia. So it's an important relationship for AFL Victoria, Shiloh. How long have you been doing this work to get to this point that we are playing an AFL Nines game next week?
Yeah, well, look, I've been at AFL Victoria for 10 years, been in women's football for 20, and, you know, certainly as an openly gay person at AFL Victoria, you know, I've been the only gay in the village for a long time there and
so
very much understand.
Let's just pause for a moment. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a pretty wonderful night, and it's been. I was talking to Matt Finnis earlier, and actually had some tears talking about, you know, thanking him for doing something that's been so authentic, and you know, has given me a real visibility in the office, and certainly has actually given removed my work, my desire to do this work with young same-sex attracted and gender diverse people from being my personal agenda to the organisation and the sports agenda, and I think that's been really validating. training. And it's just been really wonderful to work with such a wonderful organisation. I'm probably giving away my age here, but I worked the very first ever minus 18 gig that was at Three Faces back a long yeah. time ago. I worked in the bar there when I was at uni. And at the time I thought, shit, I wish I had a... Oh, sorry.
That's
I wish
right.
I had have had that when I was a kid, you know, when I was younger. And I was so... I really valued what minus 18 was doing, and I've sort of watched them along the way. And it's taken me 10 years to be able to have the permission to do this work now within the football space.
Well, we're really proud of what you do, and we thank you, Rory. Fantastic work.
Oh, thank you.
Minus 18 is a wonderful organisation. I hope you feel supported and appreciated by the broader LGBTIQ AFL community. That's why we like to put all the letters
Absolutely.
We love Aussie rules.
We do.
Molly and Danae have been talking footy for hours now, and we really appreciate you coming up. You should go back to your mates and enjoy
the rest of the game.
There is another quarter left, isn't
there? There is.
Okay. Thanks so much for talking with us tonight, Shiloh Curtis and Rory from Minus 18. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.